9 days, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, and the Taniyos, the Seder of the Taniyos, is to be mizboine into the reasons why we're fasting, chas shalom, the tragedies that caused the downfall, the churban, and the reason why we're fasting in the first place. Without that, a person's tainus is not worth anything, kimat. And we'd like now, because of that, to be mizboining into the one of the reasons of the churban, which is very not well known. Everyone knows Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shfichas Damim, other Chazal, Shmuel Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. But the Maaseh is a Gemara, Mefurish Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Amar Rabbaye, Loi Chorv Yerushalayim, Ela B'Shvil Shechilu Luboas HaShabbos. The reason for Chorv Yerushalayim is because Baal Yisrael is Mechal Shabbos. Now, L'chare, Kipshute, I don't think you can take it literally that we're mamish totally Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. We're talking about everything is Dargis, which is Mashmatak in the Pasuk that is quoted in the Gemara in Yechezkel. It says, Umishabsoisai ha'elimu einehem. They removed their eyes from the Shabbos. It seems like they weren't mizbeinin enough into what they're supposed to be getting out of Shabbos, and that was their chil Shabbos on their madrega. A riot to that is the Medrash in Eicha Rabba. It says over there, it's also Yerushalmi and Tainus, that Yerushalayim was Charva because they weren't Shomrim Shabbos Karoi. They didn't keep Shabbos Karoi. Smash over the Lehege, there wasn't Stam a blatant Chil Shabbos. Therefore, we'd like to speak a little bit about the Inyan of Shmir Shabbos, which is a topic all year round, but especially now because the Siva of the Churban, and Chazal say that it's also the Siva for Gula. A Klai Yisrael keep just one Shabbos, as everyone knows the famous song. So the Mela, right, we'll all be free. We'll be Zeicha to Mashiach, we'll be able to be on a higher Madrega, Zeicha to Mashiach. The Maaseh said there's a steer in that, because in another place it says if Klai Yisrael kept two Shabbos, maybe if we get to, we'll be able to answer the steer. So we could die to shtel a little bit on what the Indian of Shabbos. L'maisa, I, for many years until recently, I felt that something is missing in the Shabbos. I mean, he learned the halachas. He has a seder in Orcha Shabbos, and he has a seder in, you know, Kitzah Hilcha Shabbos and whatever. And you know everything what to do, but something is felt. There's a lot of things that are going on at Shabbos, and we don't realize. There's a lot of tefillos on Shabbos. There's Oynik Shabbos, all kinds of things we'll see now, a lot of Shverkain and Shabbos that probably everyone deep down understands, probably Rubim Kekulim of all the Kashas and Witeyeski, but I would like to bring it out in order to bring out what we should be, how to utilize the Shabbos and make the best out of the Shabbos. So the first is in the Aseres HaDibros, which is the first Tivri actually, for Klal Yisrael and Aseres HaDibros. That Shabbos beforehand in Mara, but Aseres HaDibros is the main place where it says Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi Sheishis Yomim Tavoy V'asisik Ol Malachtecha V'yom HaShvi Shabbos L'Hashem Alekecha L'Isasim Locha Kol Malacha Atu Vincho V'Techa Abducha V'Amoscha V'Amtecha V'Gerecha Shabasharecha Ki Sheishis Yomim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim Yesaret Es Yomim Es Kol Shabom V'yonach V'yom HaShvi Alkein Beirach Hashem Yom HaShabbos V'Yikadshehu. That's the Tzivut, and we say this in the Kiddush. So the question is, one by one, what in the world, what do we say, explain something to a frum person, should be no different than a Baal Tshuva off the street who walked in from the first time knapsack straight off the Kaisel from Kenton University in Tallahassee, wherever he's coming from, and he says, Rabbi, please explain to me what this means. Zochras Yom HaShabbos, remember the day of the Sabbath to sanctify it. How do we explain it, this, to the university student and to the Talmud Chacham? So people are learning Shas and Peskin. I don't know how many people really are able to answer this question. Now, of course, we have Chazal, and Chazal tell us that Chazal tell us that this is a makor to make Kiddush Friday night. Zochreu alayayin. So you take a cup of grape juice, of wine, and you sanctify the Sabbath. So what does that mean? What are you doing? So it's mavur in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chuf Vav. Kadesh b'tchilas hayayin v'milin. Means you're supposed to mention the idea of the sanctity of Shabbos with words in the beginning of the Shabbos, and Chazal Dashu threw it over a cup of wine. That doesn't lead us too far. At the end of the day, still, what does that mean? What are you doing? Excuse me, like, what are you doing exactly? I don't think many people will be able to give a very good answer. Shabbos is called in Parashas Emor Shabbos Shabbosah, and there's a double lashon over there. We have to say, what's the double lashon? Also, Kol Baruch says a Shabbosay Sai Tishmayu. We have in other places in the Chumash. What's this double lashon? Another kasha is that it's mentioned in another place in the Chumash that Shabbos is Mikroi Kodesh, and Chazal Darshan Kadshehu V'Meichel Mishte Uksus Nekia. This is actually one of the Makoris Machloikis of the Makor of Oinik Shabbos is from this pasuk, or from the pasuk of the Parashat Shabbos Oinik, which is Divrei Nevi'im. Machloikis the Reis of the Rabbanan, but Al Kopanim we see over here, sanctify the Shabbos with food, with drink, and with wearing a pinstripe suit. So how do we explain this also? What does that mean? How do you sanctify? What does that have to do with Kedusha? We understand Kedusha, Yom Kippur, fast, tainis. What is Kedusha? What is wearing a nice suit and eating and drinking? Especially Oinik Shabbos, Chazal Darshan, and Masechet Shabbos. A person is a big Inyan. To have Dogim Gdoilim and unbelievable Tanugim, like we sing in the Zmirei, stuffed goose, and all kinds of McDonim and meat and wine. I mean, what in the world is going on over here? What are we doing? What's the Inyan of this Oinik Shabbos? A bigger Pele, which a lot of people probably know, that there's a Gemara in Tainis, the Chav Zayin, and Beita, Tav Tez Zayin, that says a person was blessed on Shabbos. Every person gets an Neshama Yisera. He needs to smell the Besamim after Shabbos to relieve himself, to you know, in the Chumim that it left. As it says, Vayinofash is Lashem, Vay of the Nefesh. Woe that the Nefesh is lost, the Nefesh left. And he's lifted up. So the question, what is this Neshama Yisera? So Rashi, in both places, in Tainis and Beitza, says a startling Lashon Mamash, Pili Ployim. A lot of people know this Kasha, but I don't know if I've really heard a good Teretz. Rashi says, the Neshama Yisera is Marchivin Daitoi L'Achilo. It broadens a person's mind that he should be able to eat enough. And he won't be disgusted. Meaning, normally if you stuff your face like we do on Shabbos, so normally you feel like you can't handle so much, so many tanugim, stuffed goose and meat and wine and dessert and another dessert and bring out the peanuts and the shell. Mamish, unbelievable. And afterwards, that was the meal. Then after they come over Oinik Shabbos by the Rebbe and more Oinik Shabbos, and normally he can't handle it. So he has this extra special neshama to be able, mamish, to be able to handle it, and he won't be disgusted. And the raps in Igri is mamish hella otzim. Also, Chazal commanded us that our walking on Shabbos should be more special, like it says in Divrei Nevi'im, we sing in his mirrors, hiluchach tehei benachas. Our speaking on Shabbos should be different. Even what we touch on Shabbos, the Rambam learns kavachim from these dinim, from mukta. Careful what we touch on Shabbos. Shabbos is different, but what's the point of all of this? What's the say? In the Aseres Adibros we mentioned here, it says Sheishis Yomin Tavoy Vasisiko Malachtecha. So what does this mean? Sheishis Yomin Tavoy. You should work 6 days and do your Malacha. V'yayimashvi Shabbos Lashem Alekecha. So first of all, this is not a place to give us a tzivui that we should work. Even if there would be tzivui to work for 6 days, this is not the place for it. We're talking about Shabbos over here. The pasuk should just go straight and say, keep Shabbos. What do I care what he does during the week? And second of all, what does it mean? The seventh day is a Shabbos for Hashem. What does it mean, Shabbos for Hashem? I mean, obviously it's for Hashem. What else is it for? What's the Shabbos l'Hashem? And the big pella, mamish of pella, is that it says l'sasa kol malacha atu vincho vitecha avdecha masa vempecha. We know there's a mitzvah of chinuch midrabbanan to teach your children what to do. But here we're talking about a deraisa mitzvah to ensure that your sons and daughters should keep Shabbos. Not only that, even Betsy the cow should also keep Shabbos. Where do we find such a mitzvah? What do I care what Betsy the cow? She's not mechuyif to put on tefillin. She's not mechuyif to sit in a sukkah. Why should I be concerned what Betsy the cow is doing? Mamish pellet. Lemaisa. Mashmo over here, the reason why we keep Shabbos is Kisheshes Yomim, the Pasuk says explicitly. Also, Kisheshes Yomim, Osa Shemes Hashemayim Vesaretz. In other words, as everyone knows, Shabbos is an expression of Emunah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. It's Emunah for the creation in 6 days. Lamaisa, I was always bothered by this Kasha, and Baruch Hashem, I found it after Rishayim and Achrayim asked this Kasha. Wouldn't it be more appropriate dafka to work on Shabbos, or maybe in the 6 days of the week, to express our Emunah that the world was created through this creation? Like we create on Shabbos or during the 6 days of the week, so we're making a creation. I'll explain what I mean. The Gra says that the world actually was created with the very 39 melachos that we are supposed to abstain from on Shabbos. These 39 melachos, these elements, these certain concepts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, implemented in the creation of the world. So if that would be the case, there should be a tzivui. If you want to express your emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with all these melachos, do these melachos and show your expression. I have another kasha, and I think this kasha is answered by the first kasha. Second kasha is that there's a chazal in Parshas Kisisa that says that even though there's a tremendous inyan to build the Mishkan, nonetheless, you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos to build the Mishkan. So I want to say that one kasha answers another. Why in the world would we think that building the Mishkan is Deicha Shabbos? Could be this is the answer, because we know building the Mishkan involved the 39 malachas, and there's a medrash that says that the Mishkan was a microcosm. A Mishkan was a small world. So you would say, if you want to express Emunah in Hashem that He created the world in 6 days, build the Mishkan with the 39 malachas that were involved in building the world, and that's how you can express your Emunah. Okay. Chamash Malan, no, don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, better to rest. Question is, what is the Chamash Malan? The same thing. I mean, the Mishkan represented the Oh, okay. In the Beis Hamikdash, there were certain avodas that were done. That also needs explanation. Why were certain things allowed in the Beis Hamikdash? And here we're talking about Mamish, the Etzem building with the 39 Malachas.
And Rabbi, just...
There's another part here. It's the Shabbat over here. La Seisa Sa Shabbos. You have to understand this also. What does it mean? La Seisa Shabbos. To make the Shabbos. To keep Shabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh the Shabbos. It's a holy day. Keep Shabbos. For us, it's La Seisa Sa Shabbos. In Aseret HaDibros, in Parshas. In Aseret HaDibros, in Parshas Veschanan, we have a Tzivui. Over there it doesn't say Zochas Yom HaShabbos B'Kadshah, it says Shomer Yom HaShabbos B'Kadshah. Everyone knows the drasha, Zochar V'Shomer V'Dibur Echa. It was said simultaneously in one word, it was a nest, it's not shaykh for a human being. One word came out and it split Zochar Shomer, and Klai Yisrael heard both at the same time. What was the purpose? What's the meaning over here? Zochar is calling Shomer, Shomer is calling Zochar, what's going on? Also in the Aseret HaDibros, another thing that's different over there, it says there, V'zacharti ki eved ha'yisa v'eretz Mitzrayim v'yotziyach ha'ashem alekecha misham v'yod chazak v'zorin ha'kriya al-kein tzivcha ha'ashem alekecha la'aseh sasiyam ha'shabbos. Why do we have to keep Shabbos? Because we were avodim in Mitzrayim, and you should remember you were a slave in Egypt and Hashem took you out, so therefore remember to keep Shabbos. Heard this astira to what we said before. The reason why we keep Shabbos is because it's an expression of the Emunah in Sheishes Yomim Esrem Eshashamayim Vesaretz. And that's what we say in Kiddush. Zecher L'maase Bereishis. And at the same time, it's also Zecher L'Tzis Mitzrayim. How do we answer this theory? There's a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim by Shemitah. It says, Klai so she keep Shemitah. And it says over there, there's a smichas Shabbos, and Rashi says the reason why Shabbos is put next to Shemitah, don't think that since Shemitah itself is called Shabbos, that you don't have to keep Shabbos in the year of Shemitah. Kamash Malan, you should know, even in the year of Shemitah, you have to keep Shabbos. Mamash Apelot, what in the world is the Havim in it? That you should not have to keep Shabbos in the whole year of Shemitah, because Shemitah is called Shabbos also, very nice, but what Shabbos is to Shabbos? Whatever we need to gain on Shabbos, how do we gain it through Shemitah? And we go back to the beginning of the Torah, and the beginning of the Torah, where it first talks about Shabbos, it says, "Vayara lekim eskol asher asav yinei toiv moed, vayara vayvoki yam ashishi, vaychulu ha-shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvam, vaychalu lekim v'yam ashvi malachta asher asa, So the chared is a pasuk here that's totally extra. We don't know what it's doing here. What does this pasuk mean? The creation was finished, and Hashem rested. We know the creation was finished, because it says on the sixth day was the last of whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and after that Hashem rested. So we understand Hashem didn't make anything more. So what's this pasuk by Chulu Hashemayim Ba'aretz? The whole tzvam. It was all finished. Of course, it automatically understood that it was finished if we say Hashem created 6 days and the seventh day he rested. Should have just gone straight. Ayish Ba'yam Hashvi. Also, it says, "Vaychal alekim bayim ashvi." Hashem rested on the seventh day. So Rashi already asked, Hashem didn't rest on the seventh day; rested on the sixth day. I'm sorry, "Vaychal." He finished on the seventh day. Hashem didn't finish on the seventh day; he rested on the seventh day. What does it mean? He finished on the seventh day. So Rashi says, because a human being has to add mikodesh alachol, mikodesh alachol, because a person can't come in split second before Shabbos. Is liable to be Mechal Shabbos. Some people wait for the last second. You have to be Mechabel Tesefer Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to come in to Shabbos Kichut HaSayra. A hair's breadth, he can finish his Malacha and immediately start Shabbos and rest. And it looks to us as if he finished on Shabbos, but no, he really finished a fraction of a second before Shabbos. The question is, so that's a pshat in Vayichal. The question is, why does Hashem need to do that for us? Very good. Hashem wants to show us some tricks over here, how you can mamish under the wire second of the Shabbos. Rashi mentions another drasha that Hashem created rest. He did create on the seventh day. What did he create on the seventh day? Rest. So we have to understand, what was the purpose of Hashem creating rest? And Lemaisa, Rashi and Shmois already says that Hashem himself rested to show us that we need to rest. And he says the Kal V'chaim of Hashem, who can create a whole world effortlessly, he needs to rest. So Kal V'chaim, we need to rest. So the question is, the Kal V'chaim is, I don't want to go into it now, but the Maisa, it's not such a pasuk, the Kal V'chaim. But whatever the Kal V'chaim is, to teach us what we need to do, why does Hashem need to show us from himself what we need to do? He should just be mitzvah. Everybody should rest on Shabbos. And I say, everyone should rest because I rested, and Kal V'chaim you have to rest. You should just make a tzivu. Rest, that's my tzivu. Everyone should rest. Okay. There's a halacha, interesting halacha. Ready to get to Yitzim. I hope we have time, Be'ez Hashem. I don't want to leave you with the kashas. There's a Mishnah Brura I had here, Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Tzadik that says, Hoyelam u'bali batin she'enam oiskim b'toyra kol yimei ha'shavua yasku yoyse b'toyra b'shabbos. They don't learn so much Torah during the week, so on Shabbos they should, the whole day of Shabbos should be set aside for that. That's why the halacha says over here that Achas Suda Shachas Kaiva Medrash, which is a medrash in Parashat Vayakel, this halacha is based on, sit and learn after the Suda. So people, the families were nekar because they didn't kaveya to sit and learn after the Suda. Because Chazal say Shabbos was created for the purpose of sitting and learning. And that's by Balabatu. The Talmidei Chachamim Ha'oiskim B'Torah Kol Yemei HaShavua Yamshichu Yoser Ba'oineg Achila Ushtia Ktas. Talmidei Chachamim could diminish the learning somewhat. They feel they need to. Darehei Mis'angim B'Limudim Kol Yemei HaShavua. Because the whole week they have the inyan of Talmud Torah. So Shaz, what's going on over here? Okay, Talmidei Chacham should increase learning on Shabbos, if anything. No, during the week. So Bala Batra today, they just need a rest, so they should take a break. But it's a lot more than that. One more kasha. It says in the Torah, Loisivaru, in Parashas Vayakel, Loisivaru Eish, B'chol Moish Vaisechem B'yom HaShabbos, don't light a fire. Why was fire singled out? So I don't want to go into the pshat right now, but the famous Shlo says a drash over here. He says, don't get angry on Shabbos. Everyone knows this drash. They say it all over Vertlich at the Shabbos table. You shouldn't get angry on Shabbos. Shaila is, from all the midos, why is this midah chosen? And what does it have to do with Eish? Okay, Kass is like Eish. What does it have to do with Shabbos? Why is this specifically pointed out? Okay. And Bechlal, the tefillas of Shabbos, the Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, what's going on? What are we doing over here? So we'll start Be'ez Hashem with Yisoida Yisoidis. After thinking into this thing, I realized that what we're going to say now is Yisoida Yisoidis of all of Yiddishkeit, Kipshutai. It's not as if, it's mamish, the Yisoid. Mechavis Alvavis, in the beginning of Shar Bechina, the very first line that he says over there, Omar HaMechaber, the closest way of proving to yourself that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists is not philosophical arguments, it's to be mizboinen into the Bria. Well, it applies what we're saying over here, to be mizboinen into the Sheishis Yumei HaMaaseh and all the different Chloe Habriya that exists all around you, including your own body. Mipsori Echze Elika. Hashamayim Mesaprim Kvid Kael. And when we focus on that, and we get it in good into our kishkas, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachm is evident in the Bria. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv, His goodness, is evident in the Bria. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, unbelievable wisdom, is munach. A person, just take any example, mamish, go out of your box from ishtemimus. You take a little, I don't know, anything, a firefly, dissect the firefly, how it lights up in the middle of the night, anything, whatever you want, a person's fingers, a person's eyes, meal, everything, a person's brain. So he goes through a whole shah there, we're not going to go into it, but if you take one thing at a time and you misbeine a peach nut, how what's inside it, the chachm is unbelievable, how there's a glue that seals it, you can't open it even with a hammer if you want to, even with a saw, maybe with a strong hammer, and you put it in the ground, and there's certain chemicals that Coach Brokaw already had put placed in advance in the ground, they eat away at the glue, and it opens up, and there's a poisonous pit there, and that's why Coach Brokaw didn't want you to go near that pit, because it's poisonous, and then it grows a tree, and that tree has itself has pits, and it's endless. Anyway, the examples are literally endless. Now, because of that, so everybody should be an unbelievable maimon, and the next shahr after shahr bechina is shahr avodas elokim. You're supposed to assume upon yourself the shahr of serving Hashem, because after you realize how great and awesome HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how much chasadim He has in the world bichlal, and how much He has on you beprat in your whole life, so a person should be more he should be so confused. What could I do for you first? And there's a whole list of tayag mitzvahs. So what should he do? But people are not that way. Why not?
So the Chavis Lubavitch says there are three reasons why people are not focused on these tremendous chassadim that Akash Baruch is doing all the time. And they don't have well in their kish, because the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said, emunah is the yiseida yiseidus. And he says there are three reasons. One reason is because people are too busy with this world. Like Chazal say, Mishayesh Leimana, Reitza Masayim. He's too focused on the next 100. He doesn't appreciate the first 100. And therefore he's constantly chasing himself in Olam Hazeh, and he's involved in Olam Hazeh, and he can never sit down and be Mizboinein on all the good that he has already. The second reason people are not Mizboinein is because a person is born without any Seichel, and his parents pamper him until he gets to the age where he finally gets Seichel, and then it's already too late. He's a prisoner of habit, that everything he has until now, he feels like it's part of himself, it's coming automatically, he deserves it. And Mamela, that caused him not to think. And the third reason, he says, is because, Rachmana Litzlan, people go through tsaris and asyanis in this world, and that causes them to be very, chas v'shalom, angry at Hashem, and they're upset, why not this, why not that, and they're totally losing focus of what they already have, and they lose focus of the good behind why Hashem is doing everything, because Hashem is a tzeva meitiv, and everything he does is good. But they're so preoccupied in their tsar that they're not able to be mizboinim. And the Rambam also reiterates this yisoid in a nutshell in the beginning of the whole Rambam. He says, yisoid ha-yisoidos ba'omid ha-chochmois, is to know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And how do we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And how do we love Him? He says, by being mizboinim into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonderful Bria. And he says another eitz another time, by being mizbainin into the Torah. And it's not a stira, because the Chavis Lubavitch himself says that the greatest toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people, and the greatest proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unbelievable chachma and chesed, is the Torah itself. So the Torah actually is another means of looking into the Bria, but instead of looking into the unbelievable chachma that's in a plant, and it's in a peach pit, you could look into the Torah and discover Hashem also. Now, because of this, there's a big problem, and the problem is during the week people are running after work and they're torah, and even if they want to daven, but they know right after daven they have to run here, right? They're constantly torah and they don't know what to do first, so they have tefillas and everything that's mechazik and emunah and everything, but it's felt Epis is missing from people the Yishuv Adas, the Yishuv Adas, and the clarity of mind that is necessary to be mizboinim properly and mischazik in amunim bitochin and accept upon ourselves avodas elokin. And therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdoi gave us a day once a week for this yisoy, and that day is called Shabbos. Shabbos would be called Yom Chavis Halvavis, or Yom HaBechina, Shara Bechina. That's a day that you can mamish, and that's why the whole Yisoid of the day is Tanugim. That's why Talmidei Chachamim, who the whole week they see the ploys of the Torah, and they have unbelievable emuna from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Torah, but they are missing out somewhat from the other area of being mizbainin into the Bria. So therefore, they should be memait a little bit in the Torah, lefi erich, and they should be mesasik more in menucha, and oineg, and a beautiful suit, and dibur, and speaking benachas, and walking, and maybe even a little tiyul. What's the point? The answer is to see the gorgeous Bria, and be mizbainin into the hafl of the fella, of the Sheish Shmei Amaseh, and gain from that a tremendous ischaskas once a week, a power pill of emunah. That's the mamish that you say from Shabbos. And that's why the opposite, if a person doesn't do that chas v'shalom, so that's churban, because he's missing the whole yisoida yisoidais. Because emunah, that's why if a person has emunah, he's going to bring the Mashiach. And if he doesn't have, because Chazal say that the klai zo azeichet to Mashiach through emunah. And that's why mechevli Mashiach yutzalu. Because Chevle Mashiach is all to bring a person to come to tshuva. But if a person has this emuna through Shabbos, so he doesn't need it. So he's saved from Chet and Moshiach. And that's why Shabbos is keneged Taryag, because Shabbos is emuna. And the yisoid of all the Taryag, bo chabakuk v'emid and alachas, Mar says in the end of Makis, is Taryag, is emuna. So the yisoid of everything is emuna. And people don't have time to do emuna. So we're stuck in it. Well, what do we do? And the answer, Shabbos is the Eitzah. That's why Shabbos is the Makara Bracha. And that's why Shabbos la Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha means it's a day that you're supposed to be mizboinein into the Torah. It's a day you're supposed to be mizboinein into the ployim of the Bria. Mitech menuchas hanefesh. And that's why you can't work on Shabbos. Work on Shabbos, even though maybe it would have been better to construct even a Mishkan, Lu Yitzur, 39 Malachas. But a better Eitzah than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to be tarud. Your mind won't be clear. You're misasek, you're doing things. A person has to have be total rest. And therefore all the tanugim and all the things are supposed to make a build-up and a setup that a person should be restful. And that's why his son can't work and his daughter can't work. Not mitzav chinuch. Even his Betsy the cow can't work. Because even if Betsy the cow is working on Shabbos and she's plowing the field, he knows about it. If he doesn't know about it, he's talking about mechuyev. But he's mechuyev to ensure that Betsy the cow is not working. But if he has in the back of his mind, Betsy the cow is working, oh, so his mind's starting to race now. Oh, so I have the field plowed, very good. On Sunday I'll be able to start right away, putting the seeds in the ground, ta-ta-ta-ta, whole thing is cheshbon. Reb Yid, where are you? Your mind is not clear. We want the clarity of mind. If we have to create a total scenario of scenarity of Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is called as Shabbos Sai Tishmairu. What Shabbos is Alash and Rabin? There are two Shvises over here. One Shvisa is Shvises Haguf, put the body at rest, give it Tanugim and everything. And the other Shvisa is the Shvisa of the Neshama. The Neshama should be able to have, through the Shvisa of the Guf, should be able to have a restful situation, to be able, without any tirdus, to be Mizboinin and Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's an Inyan to go to an Adam Gadol on Shabbos, right? Loi Shabbos Yom, Loi Chedesh Yom. In you to go to tzaddikim, go to the tzaddikim, you take menucha, and you take in all the lessons that they have to tell you. They want to give you a good shir, give you a good hashkafa, or just to see the tzaddik, all these things are going to make much more of an impression on Shabbos than any other day of the week, because a person is in a matzav of menucha and rest. And that's why shat neshama yisera. What's the neshama yisera? He's going to eat all these tanugim. So normally during the week, the Gemara in Ksuvah says, there's a Gemara in Ksuvah, Stav Kuf Dalet, Taisis brings down Kuf Dalet over there. It says, Amrina b'mezrish, ad sh'adam ispalash, yikonis teiru l'teich gufay, yispalash alay konsu ma'adonim l'teich gufay. A person should first daven that ma'adonim should not go into, if he wants to be zeichet to teiru, he should get rid of all the ma'adonim first. Why? Because the neshama hates ma'adonim. Neshama hates it with a passion. Person is stuffing himself with all kinds of chocolate cake and all kinds of zachin. So if he taka needs it for his avodas Hashem, but it's a hard gather. Usually, so the neshama hates it. Hashem on Shabbos, where the whole setup of Shabbos of the tainug is to create a matzav of menuchas and nefesh, that the neshama should be able to be mizbeinin in the amunah and the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you saw it as amunah and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So the mele over here, the neshama is not cuts. So the nefesh over here means the nefesh asichlis is not going to be cuts with the food that you're feeding the body, because the whole yisoid is in order to create a clarity of mind and a serenity. And that's why I just want to bring out that this yisoid, I forgot to bring it, this yisoid is mentioned mefurish in many rishonim, I found afterwards, that the whole yisoid of Shabbos and Menucha is in order to be at ease. This lashon is mentioned in the Ramban, lahafnois by me'iske ha-machshavos. The havle hazmanim, v'lasez by oinig l'nafshay b'darke Hashem, v'lelechas al hachachamim v'lanavim l'shmoy d'vre Hashem. Lashon Ramban. Lashon Eben Ezra, l'kabel anafashos kosefes chachma yoyse mikol ha-yomim, l'havin ma'ise Hashem, to understand the ma'ise Hashem, z'mam shahar b'china, to be mizvainin into the bria, to think of all the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. And even here it says Lashon Lizboide, to go into Boididus. You don't need Breslov, it's Mufurish Evna Ezra. The Hizboididus that you do, you don't have to go into a forest, you Mizboide in Shabbos. The Shabbos is the Yom Hizboididus and Hizboininus into these things. Why? And Lashon HaChinuch, Sheniyah Pnuyim. We should have free minds, Mi'eskenu, from our Asek, L'chvayim. Why? L'chvayim b'nafshenu emunas chidush ha'olam. To be kaveyin in ourselves, the Yisayda Yisaydus, which is emuna. The Radak, on the Mizmor Shir, L'yayim HaShabbos. What does it mean, Mizmor Shir, L'yayim HaShabbos? Shabbos itself sings, like we say, in the Tfilas. Shabbos itself screams out this inyan. Which inyan? Toiv lohidos l'Hashem. Why is it toiv lohidos l'Hashem on Shabbos more than any other day of the week? Says the Radak. Yom Shabbos toiv lohidos boy l'Hashem. Yoyse mishar yemei Shavua more than any other day. Ki ha'adam panui. Because a person's mind is clear, mi'iskei ha'olam, mi'nishmasei zacha, and his neshama therefore is more pure, mi'tirdas aguf, from the interruptions of the body. During the week, even the neshama is stared by the body, the body is too involved. Therefore, on Shabbos, the neshama is mis'asekes b'chachma, uva'avodes alikim, and that's why it's toiv l'zamer l'takosh baruch. You look in the whole pizmon of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos emphasizes this point. There's Toiv Lohidos L'Hashem, and therefore it's L'Hagid B'Boker Chastecha V'Emunoscha B'Leilois. Even when it's Leilois, we've mentioned before, one of the reasons people are not able to be Mizbonim because they're Patrocht in their Tzaris. The person has to have Emunah B'Leilois. You have to worry about it. We see Rishoyim in this world, a Matzliach. You should know it's only K'moy Esev. They sprout up like grass, but grass withers very quickly. And tzaddik hatomer yifrach cares v'alam yiska, but a tzaddik, we're tzaddikim, we're trying to do ratzon Hashem. Don't be intimidated by the hatzlacha of the rishoyim. Don't worry about it. Your schar shomer lasid lavoi. That's the tzaddik hatomer yifrach. All the tefillas of Shabbos that we have are mentioning this yisoid. The tefillas of Shabbos, we have Hashemayim Misafrim Kvei Kael. You'll be mizbeinin and all the tefillas from Shabbos. Yeah, well, just a little list very quickly. Shemayim sapim for kail. Toras Hashem tamim, like I mentioned before, to realize the godless of the bria of Torah itself, to arrive at the to know unzin who Hashem is. Gadol Hashem iti tamu uki tov Hashem. Tefillu lemoishel. The whole tefillah is talking about tshuva. Yoshev v'seisa elyon is a whole thing about bitachin. That's the spitz thing for bitachin. It's a double yadua. Haleluka ki tov Hashem zamru l'shma. It's good to sing to Hashem. Hoidu Hashem ki tov kilei l'mchaz. The whole long hoidu Hashem ki tov kilei l'mchaz. And to top it all off, nishmas kol chai. That's all the thing. And it's miris in Shabbos. So we see the yisoy from Shabbos is to mischazik and emuna in bitachin and to. That's a one day a week, and don't blow it. Abu Mechazik in this is the inyan of bringing about the Gula Shleima. That's why Chas V'Shalom, we didn't keep Shabbos properly. That was the Churban. We keep Shabbos properly by being Mizbeinin, utilizing Shabbos. And I forgot to mention that's what Kiddush is all about. Kiddush is all about, because if you don't Mizbeinin, if you don't happen in the beginning of Shabbos what you're about to do, so then you're going to blow the whole Shabbos. You're going to s and fress. And gain a lot of pounds, and people are groaning from being overweight over after Shabbos, and they don't chap what the whole Yisayit is. So the first part of Shabbos, very first minute of Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, Kadshehu al Yayin, the Chinuch already mentions this, because Yayin puts a person in a good mood, Yayin Yisamach Lav Enosh. The Indian is to mention the Kedusha of Shabbos. When you mention the Kedusha of Shabbos, what you're doing is you're setting up your intention. You're saying, this is what I want to get out of Shabbos. And Mamela Chitzen is my Pnimi. The rest of Shabbos are going wrong. We'll have this Hizbainanus, and Mamela, you'll be able to keep Shabbos properly, which is the Mischazik and Amuna. And through the Amuna, will be Zeicha to the Gula Shleima, they've been by Shlishi, the Rishach, the Kenneth, and the Heruvim. Amen.